Cody.
Totorolo.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Not that great, but I'm still alive.
What's going on?
I got trying to get that computer in here, the computer parts, and they're having so much hassles with the customs here. It just sucks. So it's stuck in customs for 2 weeks on priority. It's supposed to be here in 3 days, you know?
Well, what do you have to do to get it out of priority?
Well, no, it's like they sent me, the only way is sending them back a letter with what exactly is in there and the values. So I got it all out, but now I can only send it by a letter, and they won't be there until Monday. So, and they said if they don't get information, they're going to send it back on Wednesday, and it was $60 to send it. And a month of waiting already.
Much time for like one-day error.
Yeah,
with the mail.
Yeah, it's like horrible, horrible stuff. And last night I slept horribly. Somehow I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, couldn't breathe or anything, so then I had to sit up till like 6 in the morning. And then I finally got back to sleep. So it's like, wow, it was really horrible. Horrible day.
Hmm.
And it's raining, it's not even a nice weather. Well, hey, you want a 1-2-3? You got any 1-2-3 there?
I do have 1-2-3.
Well, let me go get mine. Let's do some 1-2-3s.
Okay. I'm ready. Tell me when you... Well, I actually not ready, but I don't have to go get it. It's sitting right here.
I've already got those are everywhere because they hear a voice. All right, you ready?
Ready when you are.
All right, 1-2-3. Oh, you got your bong. Mine's in the other room. I can't bring it in here.
It's, what are you doing, a vape?
Yeah, a vaporizer, so it needs a heat gun and all of that stuff sitting on the couch. Come on over. We'll sit on the couch, smoke some vapor.
Well, I do have some bad news to tell you.
What's up?
Dad passed away.
Oh no. Wait a minute. Did he pass away like at 4 in the morning, which is like 9 o'clock your time? Between 9 and midnight?
It actually was like 2 days ago, but I've kind of not been... I've been trying to call you, but I haven't been able to.
Oh, 1-2-3, girl. Oh, Lexi.
The funeral
two
is...
2 days ago.
Oh.
Wow. Didn't we talk 2 days ago?
We talked 3 days ago, I think.
Uh-huh.
Told you he was really, really sick, and he was in hospice, and...
Oh, crap. Was he back in his apartment, or...?
No, he was too sick to go in outpatient hospice, which is kind of good, was good for me, actually.
Huh.
So he stayed in an inpatient hospice.
Whoa.
And they called me and said they think he's in his final stages. It was at 4 in the morning. It was just 2 days ago.
Whoa.
And so, you know, I got there, you know, just as he was taking his last breath.
Fuck.
And that's that.
Oh, no. When's his funeral? What's the deal?
The funeral's tomorrow. And Myra's coming in with Ed and the girls and everything tonight.
Hmm.
And,
I think I can't make it there. I don't think I can get a flight tonight.
Well, I don't think so either. I mean, I don't know, but...
Fuck. Oh, well, what the fuck. So how are you doing? You're doing 1-2-3s and keeping yourself on an even keel?
Yeah, I've been 1-2-3-ing. You know, Meyer doesn't get in until 7 tonight, so... Mm-hmm. Mostly that's just what I've been doing.
Wow.
And then I met with the rabbi. Well, I met with the cantor who's going to officiate at the service, but we know her. You know, she's from the synagogue. Dad belongs to B'nai Joshua, you know, which is our family one, actually.
Yeah, it's the one from a long time ago.
That Grandpa was the cantor at, and so we're having, Dad loved the cantors. They had two young cantors.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they're not young. They're, well, one of them's young, but one of them's my age, but Dad thought they were young, so. But anyway, she's going to officiate at this funeral, you know, so she'll, a lot of the funeral will be in song.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll like that. So I met with her yesterday, and Myra was on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that's it.
That's it? Well,
you know, well, he already has his plot and everything. He's mostly done everything.
Right.
There's really not much to do. It's like Uncle Bud said he wanted to say a few words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
try to find out who the grandfather is of Harry.
What grandfather?
Harry, our Grandpa Harry's father.
Oh,
father.
I don't know. I don't think Dad ever really.
I asked him, he wouldn't tell me any. He said, like, we never talked about him. I don't know anything about him.
I don't think anybody really knows about him. I mean, I can see. We're probably not going to have that many from.
Well, Bud will be there. You can ask
Uncle
him.
Uncle will be there, but I'll ask him, and Uncle, I don't know if Uncle Jess will be there. He's in Florida.
Jess wouldn't know. That would be far-fetched. Dad knew. Dad knew Mom's grandfather, it's our great-grandfather, Ziggy.
But Uncle Bud know then.
Uncle Bud should know who his grandfather is, don't you think? It's like they only have to know who their grandpa is. I already know who the grandma is, all right, because Dad gave me all that information. I got it all in the family tree.
Just need Uncle Bud's grandfather. Well, Aunt Barb might know that, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean, and you're going to have them all together.
Yeah.
So this is the time that we could maybe get that last bit of information from there. I might be able to get more. It's like I got a lot more from the stuff from Mom's side. It's like because I got all her documentation and stuff. But, but Dad sort of stops. Where's the fucking paper? I have it. I think it was.
Well, I'll ask.
On Grandma's side, it was the Horowitzes. Here it is.
You need the grandpa on Grandpa Harry's side.
Yeah, I want. Well, Harry's father.
Okay.
That's Harry's father. It's like for them, that's like Harry for us, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So he told me, goes like. Let's see.
So you need paternal grandpa on their side.
Right, and the other side is Fanny Horowitz. And Fanny's great-granddad was Sam Horowitz. I mean, I got that part of Dad's side. But Dad's only got Harry's Ethel. Ethel Benjamin is the wife. That was the woman. Ethel Benjamin is the wife of Harry's, was Harry's grandmother.
Hmm.
Get it? That's all he told me. That's all I could wheedle out of him, man. I mean, I got like some cool names.
Kind of weird because he did know a lot of Mom's history.
Yeah, he knew Ziggy, which is our great great grandfather.
Because
they were all in Chicago, they had all moved there. It was only Grandpa who moved back to Austria to take over the family business there. We were big printers. We made books for everywhere. Great art books.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like, that's why I want to dig more. It's like, who knows why this grandpa, this great-grandpa of ours, it's a blank. It's a big wall there. And like, how can Dad and all of them and Bud and them not know who their grandpa is? It's like us not knowing who Harry or Papa was, you know? And we know them and they should know who their grandfather was. It's like maybe.
Yeah, that is kind of true.
Yeah, and like so, you tell if anything they if they ask like how's Ricky? Say, oh, well, I talked to him yesterday, and he's taking it okay, but he still wants to know who great grandpa who their grandfather was. It's like he must have been the seagull. So it's somebody's seagull.
Well, he would have had. Had to, well, not necessarily, but yeah, Siegel would have
Right. Well, the, like the great.
It's not like it's paternal, not maternal. Right. So.
Well, actually, to me and to what I've learned, it's like the woman is the most important part. She carries the.
Well, that is true.
She carries the real DNA.
And she carries the name.
Right.
Everything in the Jewish religion is carried down through the woman.
Yeah, and through the Spanish, too. It's the same thing here.
So that's why they might not even, who knows, if there was no relationship, it's almost like it doesn't matter with the.
Right.
So we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, but I do know that Harry's mother was Ethel Benjamin. That was her maiden name, and that's, I guess, the name that Dad knows by. But somebody must have been a Siegel, you know.
Edward Benjamin.
Yeah, that's where he got the Benjamin, because it's Ethel Benjamin, and that's like his grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but who's the grandfather?
He
won't tell me. It's like, and he said that they don't know. They might not. It's maybe he ran off. Like, we don't even know the story, you know what I mean? It's like, we know Grandpa Harry and all this stuff, but like, whoa, what? And we know Bob. We knew Uncle Bob. Remember Uncle Bob, the truck guy?
Well, yeah, I think they might, the cantor might mention him, because Dad worked for his, you know, because she asked about what was his life like, and he said, well, he started working for a cousin of ours, you know, our Uncle Bob, and his trucking company was his first job, you know, when he was like 2 years old.
Well, I did the same thing, you know. I started there at 14, working for Uncle Bob. And like Uncle Bob is Harry's brother, so they all had a grandfather. Who the fuck was that? They all had a father, I mean. So it's like, because he had two boys. He had Harry and he had Bob. So it's like, yo, whoa. And both of them came from Ethel Benjamin, but who's the Siegel involved there?
Interesting.
Yes, the mystery goes on.
I didn't know you were doing all this kind of research. Well, you told me the last time, but
you didn't get the whole picture that, like, wow, I'm really making a family tree, and I got pictures of many from Mom's side. I mean, I got stuff from the 1800s, from our great grandfather when he was in a, like, man, they were all rich. Mom's side was rich. It's like,
yeah,
it's like,
that's what I heard.
They were rich. They had the first cars. It's like. And when you see great-grandpa, as he's dressed, like, for his daily stuff, he's like one of those, you know, lords you see with the wig and the whole thing and the flouncy jacket and the fancy shoes. And, like, wow, he is so cool. And I got some of Grandpa on Mom's side that he's walking around in Vienna in his silk pajamas, you know?
Oh, yeah, you sent me that picture.
Yeah, he's like, he was the coolest boho we could ever know, you know.
And he had the shoes and...
Yeah, and everything, and so it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool to find, and that's why I got on the dad's side, and I'm like, but I stop at Harry, and that's it. I'm like, where's the father here? It's like, even to track Ethel Benjamin, you need to do her married name, because that's where it starts to come under, and then it's like... Ethel Siegel cum Benjamin, and you got to find that. And it's like, but I don't know who the husband is, you know, who great grandpa is. And you're going to have everyone in the family there on that side, so this is the time to try and find out.
Yeah, all two of them.
No, it's like there'll be other cousins that pop up you don't even know. I know some of them. Like, he's got cousins in St. Louis. I wonder if they even know what's going on. No? Cousin Mitchell?
Mitchell died, I think it was a year ago, maybe, or 2 years ago. We went to his funeral. I'm Facebook friends with Randy.
I remember Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And, like, see, they're cousins, too, and, like, that, and they're Horowitz side.
I'm not sure if they're going to be there.
No, I don't expect them to. But it's like the family goes out there, but to track them right, I got to get their grandpa was. And like Dad didn't know, but Uncle Bud's a little bit younger. Maybe he still remembers, or maybe Nan's dead. What's Aunt Barbara?
Barb, yeah.
Maybe knows. It's like, but the outside, no, I wouldn't expect people from the
outside. Because I wouldn't expect the cousins our age, like Shelly and stuff. I don't think they'll know. I'm not even sure if she'll be there. She might be in Arizona.
Right.
Yeah. So, I know that Robbie Lynn will be there and Robert will be there.
Wow, what the hell happened with Robbie Lynn? She was the one who was getting real freaky, right?
No, that's Debbie. I don't even know if Debbie will be there. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, right. It was Debbie who was the one.
And, yeah, but Robbie Lynn's married, and she's been married for 100 years, and she's got two kids, and the kids are old, out of college already. Neither one are married, though.
Yeah, well, neither are you.
Right. That's the scoop on that end.
And
you know, and then Debbie's still kind of... Nobody really knows.
Right. Well, what's Shelly doing?
Shelly's married to John, and they have a house that they purchased in Sedona, Arizona.
No way! What, they went all the way out there? He gave up his trucking
right
company?
Right now they're back and forth because John still works.
He's still got his trucking company.
Right.
Ah, cool. Wow.
But Shelly is an artist, so it doesn't, you know, she could do her work wherever, and she loves it there.
Oh,
and
it's beautiful, huh? Remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sedona is gorgeous, man, those red stones.
And Paul's doing real good as an eye doctor. He's got this huge practice.
Uh-huh.
It's huge.
Wow.
And, like, the office is huge. I mean, it's huge.
Wow.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Wow.
And Robert's divorced, and... He teaches, he lives here in Chicagoland, and he teaches junior college, and he acts, like, on the weekends. He's very good.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in, like, the upper-end local, you know, like, he's at the higher-end Chicago things.
Right, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Told him I was his biggest fan, except now he has something that's like in Naperville, and I said, how did you get out in Naperville? And I'm not going to be going out there.
Right.
Although he said I would like it. It's a comedy, and he's usually in serious things.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's the family update. So that's why I think really only Aunt Barb and Uncle Bud on that side. So that's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. But, like, at least you can ask them the question. It's like, well, because they'll like, what it'll remind you is they'll go, like, where's Ricky or how's Ricky? And you tell him, like, oh, he's really concerned to know who great grandpa is. Which is your grandfather. You got to know your grandfather's name. He might not even be a seagull. Maybe he's the Benjamin. And they just
maybe he's not a seagull. You know, we'll have to wait and see. I will definitely ask, but, you know, if Uncle Bud doesn't know, I'll ask Aunt Barb.
Right. And if they don't know,
who knows?
Say,
Uncle Bernie might even know.
Because maybe back then they still talked about him. I think he was out of the family somehow from what Dad told me. It's like as he was growing up, his father wasn't a part of anything, the grandfather.
It seems like he must have not been part of anything. Why wouldn't we have heard of him? And I mean, I guess I just didn't think of that. I was surprised when the rabbi was asking questions how little I really knew about Dad's hard, you know, quote-unquote hard facts.
Right. Oh, yeah, I got a lot of those. I got the hard ones, man.
Right. You know, the thing is I knew what all his end-of-life wishes are. I know how he feels about his religion. I know all of that, but don't ask me, you know, I knew he was in the Navy, but I didn't know. I thought he met Mom during the war, and he didn't. He met her afterwards.
Yeah, they're in Chicago.
Yeah, because Aunt Nan and Aunt Barb knew her as a nurse.
Right.
So I didn't know any of that. Myra told me that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know why it never mattered to me.
Yeah, but now,
weird?
Now you'll pick up some of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, definitely at the Shiva they'll be talking about, you know, Uncle Bud came and visited Dad a few times.
Oh, wow.
Hospital, and you know they were talking about Uncle Bud's childhood, and I didn't know a lot of that stuff.
I didn't know a lot either. I only knew from when he got his first Volkswagen.
His first what? Volkswagen?
Yeah, he like in 1956 or something. He got the first Volkswagen, and he had a little boat, little speedboat, and a little sailboat, And yeah, he had the first, you know, it had, when you turned the turn signals, the thing popped out of the side and pointed where you were going. I mean, that's how old this Volkswagen was that he had.
Wow.
And I flipped because, and he did too, it's like, because he was just going into college and it was economical. He got 50 miles to the gallon. So it's like, Jesus Christ, that was cool. And I thought it was the greatest car ever. It's like, so, especially those turn signals, I'll never forget them. And apparently that's
cool. I don't remember ever seeing that, so I don't.
No, I don't even, man, you must have, I wonder if you were born, we were still living in Clearing.
And, no.
Yeah, I could,
I was
when
born
I was kid,
still.
I could walk to Grandma's house and see Grandma and Grandpa. And I used to go there because they'd give me ice cream. And they had this beautiful mulberry bush in the spring. You could go and pick berries. Yeah, it was
cool. Well, nice memories.
Yeah, it's like, wow, all the family was living nearby. I think the farthest was Grandpa and Grandma Stadler, who were over on 22nd Street. And like,
oh, look, nobody's close to anybody.
Yeah, well, I was trying to get back, but it's like Dad didn't want to do anything with that, and I don't have enough communication with you guys to try and figure this stuff out. So, but maybe you'll start to call me and talk to me more. It's like,
well, it wasn't too bad. I mean, because he took care of himself until
basically to the end, really.
Yeah, I mean, it was until the end. He maybe, like, I started noticing a slow decline in December, and then we actually went out in December. We went to a religious function, actually, and it was really bad weather. And so then I told him, why don't we just celebrate Hanukkah, and, you know, I'll bring something in. And so we did, and then all of a sudden he couldn't remember how to dial his phone. And that's how come I remember everything really well, because it was Hanukkah, and he got frantic. The only number he could remember was mine, because my name's Alexis, so I'm number one. So he kept dialing me all night long, frantic. I can't remember how to dial any numbers. I can't remember Norm, and, you know, I can't remember Bob. And I'm like, Dad, it's 3 a.m. I mean, let's wait till the morning, you know. And I mean, then that's like, from that point on, it was just this. So, I mean, really, he was kind of lucky in that way.
Yeah, yeah. Almost like Grandma Stadler.
Yes.
Right.
Grandma Stadler, the exact same thing.
Right. So that's good stuff. No, I was like surprised. No, but I remember it was like a couple years ago. He was getting he was starting where he couldn't drive as well, and that's when I offered to come over. I said, hey, I'm giving up I got a lease, and the lease is going up, and I don't have to renew, and I come over and stay with him and help him drive him around.
Yeah, he did give up he did sell his car and give up driving.
Yeah, and I offered him all that, and he goes, well, what are you going to bring to the table? Okay, Dad.
Chauffeur service. Did you say that?
Huh? No, I told him all the stuff that I would be doing. And he's going, yeah, but what are you bringing to the table? All right.
And I'll be never-ending negotiator.
Yeah, so I said, okay, and I talked to you about it, too, and you said you talked to him because it would take the pressure off of you. So, and
well,
I don't know what came of that, but it was a couple of years ago. But it would have been nice because I wanted to come back anyway and try to start doing stuff in the U.S., but it's like I had no place to base, and there was Dad who needed somebody to help him at his base, so I thought it would work out. But I guess that wasn't enough on the table for anyone. So.
Well, I didn't really do I did grocery shop. I spent, you know, every week, and we'd spent a day together, so whatever he needed to be done. But I used to like to grocery shop without him. Yeah. So I would sign in his and tell him, send me his grocery list.
And you'll pick it up on the way.
Right, because he was really slow, and he would want to read all the jars, and he would want to read. And I go, Dad, it takes me 5 minutes, and then it takes you 2 hours. And then the place he lived, they did shopping excursions, and he didn't like going because when they went to the grocery store, he had to wait for all the old people, and it took them forever because they had to read all the labels.
And he only has to read half of them.
So I was like, oh, my God. And I said, you know what, Dad, then you sit down and you wait. And I said, this is, he goes, it's easier when you do it. Of course it's easier when I do it. I'm doing it. So, but he went occasionally, but he didn't like waiting for the old people. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
All right, Toady, 1, 2, 3, girl. You want to do a 1, 2, 3 before we go?
Sure.
Are you already 2, 3, 1, 3, 2, 1 down? All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Ah. One day you got to come here and check out my 1, 2, 3s.
I know you like your vapes.
Oh, plus I make hash out of all the small tiny buds, and like the hash I have, it's something you've never seen before in your life. Beautiful flavor, just smoke so little and you get so high. It's amazing. And I got this piece I just made right in front of me. It's 20 grams.
Wow.
It's like tar, you know, but like, actually, it's like caramello. It's like melted caramels, white caramels.
Hmm.
And like, you know, if they're, and they get too sticky and you put your hand on them and it sticks and, all right, well, maybe when you're all together, you can call me or something.
I will definitely call you, and I'll definitely ask about, I'll let you know what they say.
All right.
So I'm sure there'll be both at the funeral. Well, I know Uncle Bud's saying something at the funeral, so I know that I'll see them tomorrow.
Well, and you can press record on your iPhone.
I could do that.
Yeah, I've heard that works.
All right, Toady, I love you. I'm sorry to have called you with the bad news, but...
That's okay. Well, 2 days late, I might have been able to get over there, but...
I am so sorry. Okay. I didn't even really actually know when the funeral was going to be. So, until it's like the funeral home kind of works it out with the synagogue that... You know, and he belongs to a different one than I belong to, so.
All right, what time tomorrow? Or it's tomorrow?
Friday, I don't know what day, where are you today?
you're not quite
at home. Hold on, let me look at, I have that all plugged into my phone, like where everybody lives. So I think I had to put you at Barcelona, is that correct?
No, close, Valencia.
Like 8:23 there?
Exactly.
Okay.
But it's same day as your day, so it's like, if it's, then it's tomorrow, it's Friday.
It's going to be 10 a.m. tomorrow.
All right, 10 a.m., that's going to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon for me. No, 5, because you're 7 hours.
That's a good time.
Yeah, it's good. I'll be in the middle of a class, painting.
You can do positive energy, and I'll make sure that I'm receptive to it, so I know it's on its way.
Okay, cool. All right, then I won't do my Trump tile tomorrow.
Well, you can do it. Just send some energy.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I'll take a gentle pause.
Yes.
All right. Sounds cool. All right. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later. Remember me and remember the questions we need to get answers for.
We'll remember, I promise. I will not forget.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's timely, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I love you a lot, Alexis.
Love you too, Toady. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.